Hey, folks, needless to say that this was an interesting NBA season. And thankfully, when it comes to NBA, we could talk to our NBA dude, Randy Zelia, the CEO of Back Sports Page. Let's give it up for Randy.
Randy.
What's up, guys? How are you today? By the way, that like Michael Strahan, that is my lip sync battle song, too. I'm getting ready to start breaking it down, and then I said to myself, you see me in person, you really don't want to see me.
Hey.
Come on now, Randy. Randy, you got to represent for Jersey. I know you can break it down.
You know what they say, short white Jewish guys should never dance. Just saying.
All right, so Randy, let's just get right into it because, I called you because I was actually on my way home and the draft was going on. And I asked you about the NBA draft, in the middle of it because I felt like it was boring. What was your take on the draft? How would you rank it as far as if you had to give it a school grade, A, B, C, or D?
I would say it's, without disrespecting the NBA franchises and the players who got to live their dream and be drafted in the NBA, I can't give it a D or an F. But the interest level, I know a lot of people who are diehard NBA who shut it off after the actual lottery,
mm-hmm.
like around that 13th, 14th pick area. Mm. There was a lot of winners and losers for the draft. This is no disrespect for the players who got drafted, who are now living their dream and being in the NBA.
Right.
It just was after the Knicks made their pick, it was like, oh, okay, so there's going to be a little drama in New York, and that was it.
No.
There's nothing else to be said because it didn't catch. There wasn't that sexy.
Right.
Name. Right.
I agree.
And Randy, was this the draft of the third person? Every guy who got drafted early on was like, yeah, because Cameron Payne gonna make it work. Yeah, because Tom Jones said, I'm like, why are you talking like that? And he hadn't even played a game. Usually Gary Payton was at like two or three seasons in before he started talking in third person.
Right.
You know what it is, too? You also have to remember one very important thing. When you're in college, you're playing for the love of the game.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going to the pros, you're establishing a brand.
Okay, I got you.
And so a lot of players now are interested in, establishing a brand.
Right.
And, I look at a couple different teams that made moves. And don't get me wrong, I think there were some really interesting things that did happen during the draft. Like the fact that Amuye fell all the way down to Denver, which is now going to open up Ty Lawson into trade talks and put him out there to go find a new team.
Wow.
Winslow dropping all the way down to Miami.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Now that's going to set up drama. What are they going to do with Dwayne Wade?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of moving pieces of things going on. The move that the Knicks made. If people ask me if I liked the Knicks' initial fourth pick, I did not. But I did like the trade they made to pick up a point guard, a rookie point guard. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a lot of interesting moving pieces. Mason Plumlee getting moved from Brooklyn. And now the real fun starts this upcoming week with free agency.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I think the one thing that, I really looked around the league, and there aren't many teams that need backcourt help. So some of these guys like J.R. Smith, who opted out of Cleveland, might be having to take a discount to go find a team because there's not as much as a need out there as it is for big men.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We like to refer to J.R. Smith and that crew with Cleveland as Walmart workers.
That's not bad.
Okay.
I'm a little angry. I didn't think of that first.
Man.
Hey, Randy. Nicole Monique is ready to move on. So,
She's branding.
Yeah, I'm branding myself. Want to do just a little recap of the NBA. How would you ultimately sum up this season?
Well,
this NBA season?
Unlike the NFL, the NBA, with going into the season, there's usually a small list of about 7 to 8 teams that really legitimately have a chance to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you look at the beginning of the season, Golden State and Atlanta were really not on the top of that list. Golden State might have been in the conversation, but if anyone said Atlanta was going to be in the conference finals going into the year, then they're delusional and liars. So,
okay.
At the same time.
It's the truth.
Right.
Seriously. So, I think, when all of a sudden the Spurs get knocked out in the first round and some of these other things happen, Derrick Rose goes down, it was a whirlwind season,
right,
with injuries, and especially in the playoffs with injuries. I think this was, you know, obviously the television ratings for the finals proved that the NBA is still very relevant. The problem is the NBA has to do something during their regular season,
right,
to keep
right,
the interest of the fans, because they haven't yet.
So Randy, and, who was the most impressive team this season?
I would probably say the two teams that met in the finals.
Okay.
You know, Cleveland, once the calendar turned and LeBron took and got back from his Christmas vacation, the Cavs were the best team in the Eastern Conference. They were actually better than Atlanta. Atlanta just started really strong, and you know, they rode that momentum. And Golden State, and Memphis played very well, but tuckered out at the end of the regular season.
Yeah.
San Antonio proved that they are a light switch team, that they can turn it on when they need to turn it on. They would have had one more win that they lost earlier in the year. They would have been the second or third seed, and this whole, it would have been a totally different conversation, them not running into the Clippers. So, you know, making this regular season more interesting,
right,
is their challenge.
All right, so Randy, what was the most disappointing team?
I think there's two, one in the East, one in the West. I think the one in the West, the most disappointing team, mostly just because they were battling through injuries, was the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I think Russell Westbrook got a little bit of a wake-up call sitting there saying, well, I can't do it by myself. Okay, because he had the opportunity to do it by himself and he couldn't.
Right.
In the Eastern Conference, I really think people would probably think that I would say the Knicks, but I really do think it was Brooklyn. Because Brooklyn has a lot of talent between Darren Williams, Joe Johnson, Brooke Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
They had all this talent, and they got in because there were just teams that were not good enough to capitalize and, you know, get in. So I think those are the two teams in my mind that stick out as when I think of disappointing that come into my head. I predicted the Knicks weren't going to make the playoffs, so that wasn't a surprise to me. It was a surprise to everybody else, but not to me.
Oh, yeah. Psychics all over the world saw that one coming. But I have to ask you this before you run out of time. But LeBron, he basically wants to wait and see what the Cavs organization is going to do before he makes any moves. At the end of the day, do you feel like he's going to stay with the Cavs? I can't imagine him opting out fully.
No, he's going to opt out, but he's going to re-sign for the max money.
Okay.
We're talking about the big name free agents and everything. Like, people are saying to me, well, LeBron's opting out. I was like, yeah, I'm not going anywhere. So Stevie Wonder sees that. LeBron's not going anywhere. So, you know what I mean? Like, let's just be real.
Right.
I think the biggest name that's going to change teams is going to be LaMarcus Aldridge.
Okay.
I'm hearing a couple things. I'm still hearing San Antonio, even though one of their sisters denying it.
Right.
I'm also hearing Los Angeles Lakers. I'm also hearing that possibly Cleveland. So, you know, if it's Cleveland, it's a sign and trade with Kevin Love, because Kevin Love would end up signing and going over to Portland because he's from Oregon.
Right.
There's just a lot of different uncertain moves that are going to be made this upcoming week. And it's going to be fascinating to watch. And people have asked me why I haven't tweeted a lot the last couple weeks about the NBA, all the different moves. Because sometimes I think it's more fascinating to watch and then react than it is to try and just react the second it happens, or even try to break this story, because you don't get the full story till after the fact anyway. So I just, it's going to be a fun week. That's all. That's really the best way I can sum that up.
Hey, Randy, I have to say the funniest thing I heard is that Carmelo Anthony, he wasn't happy with Phil's moves. And I was like, really, Carmelo? Because we weren't happy with your moves.
Oh.
When you signed for a big fat contract on a team where you know you're not going to get anywhere. So,
it's funny you say that, and it's like the elephant in the room up here,
right?
Carmelo Anthony, as good of a player as he is, and Carmelo supporters and Knicks fans will hate me for saying this,
but
I don't ever see Carmelo Anthony leading a team to an NBA championship.
Mm.
When he went to the conference finals with Denver a few years back,
right?
He wasn't the leader of that team. Chauncey Billups was the leader of that team. That was the guy they followed.
All right, Randy, tell the truth.
Yeah, just preach, Randy. We hear you.
Go ahead.
So, Carmelo is a great scorer. I don't see him being a leader. I see him being the Robin to the Ben. I don't want to say Scotty Michaels. That's a high bar. There's a lot of people who are not going to be Scotty Michaels.
Yeah.
But I see I think he's a Robin than Batman.
Okay. So now, he is who we thought he was.
Exactly.
Bottom line.
Exactly.
But now, Randy, in their setup, you know, in the triangle offense, I mean, that should bode well for him. I mean, because, you know, you take the ball out of the point guard's hand. So, I mean, him being a wing scorer, I mean, he should start to emerge again. No?
Well, I'm just going to say one thing about the triangle offense in the New York Knicks.
Okay.
When Phil Jackson makes the moves he made, including trading Tyson Chandler, and then comes out to the media and says, "We really need a guy like Tyson Chandler," makes you understand what's really going on in New York.
Yeah, a lot of drinking. That's what's going on. Hey, Randy, where can folks follow you and get more information about Back Sports Page?
They can go to backsportspage.com. They can go, you know, we're on Twitter or on Facebook, all the social media. And they can follow me on Twitter at RandyBSD. I'm just very random about things. Like, and I'm also very obvious. Like, you know, if the Kings fired George Karl, that means it's DeMarcus Cousins' team. You know,
right.
Little things like that.
Right.
I'm very big with reality. So,
well, nice. And that's why we love you. And just, you know, you're always welcome here on That's What She Said Sports. So thank you so much, Randy, for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always a lot of fun.